Joe Rizzo joins us. He is the voice of the San Jose Giants. And a very good day to be on, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well, Marty. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're glad to have you. I love seeing you at the ballpark, and I get the email from you every day on what's going on. You do a great job, believe me, of promoting the San Jose Giants. But we've got a couple of call-ups today, and not many people know much about them. I don't think I saw Lawless in big league camp or Osich, so tell us about him.
Yeah, you know, Ryan Lawless, it's a great story, a guy that has just really been kind of toiling away in the minor leagues the last 7 years. Not at all a high draft pick, not considered a top prospect per se, but has just kept grinding and is waiting for his opportunity. And you know what? He struggled last year. He hit about .215 in Double A, and they sent him back to us here at the high A level in San Jose to start this season. He was our opening day left fielder in the California League this year. So it's very uncommon to see a guy go from the high A level to the big leagues in the same season. But everything just kind of seemed to click for Ryan Lawless this year. He's leading this entire system right now in hitting. He did it here. He did it briefly in Double A when they called him up there in the last few weeks in Triple A. And as someone that can handle all three outfield positions, I think you'll see him more at the two corner spots up in San Francisco. And obviously as someone that can come off the bench and pinch hit, he in a pinch can even play some first base if you need him there. But one of those guys that always the first guy at the ballpark every afternoon, working real hard, has to prove it at every level, every day. And it's exciting, and it energizes our clubhouse here in San Jose, for example, because he isn't the guy that is that elite prospect, but yet here he is working hard and now getting his chance. And Osich, I think, maybe a little bit more well-known because he was a higher pick, a left-handed reliever, throws very hard. When we had him here in San Jose his first two seasons, Giants were being very careful with him because he had a pretty long injury history in college and was even hurt here briefly. But for everything that I've heard, when he was closing in Double A earlier this season, finally healthy, the shoulders feeling good. It's a pretty legit low to mid 90s fastball with a couple of good off speed pitches and moving quickly. He's only been in Triple A for about a week, but you know, as you know, there are opportunities now in that Giants bullpen, and he's getting that chance, and I expect he'll do well.
Yeah, 19 saves, and all of them at Richmond, and you're right. He's only in Sacramento for two games through two innings and gave up a couple of hits, and that was it, really. So they need a lefty because Lopez, if he's going to close at Romo, what are you going to do with Bryce Harper when he gets up in the seventh inning with first and third, and you can't walk him, and you got to bring a lefty in, so you got to have somebody. So he'll get a pretty good indoctrination, I would imagine, right away.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, he was old college teammates with Andrew Susak, the two played together at Oregon State, so there's the connection there as well.
All right, Lawless, contact hitter, slap hitter, how would you describe his hitting style?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate. Not a guy that is going to strike out very often, but uses all fields well, and occasionally will run into one. And I know he was hitting leadoff, second in the order in AAA. It's obviously not a spot he's going to be in San Francisco, but it is something he is used to. And yeah, you can usually count on him putting the ball in play. But they like his versatility. He can play anywhere in the outfield. He can hit right-handers. He can hit left-handers. Hopefully he'll make the most of his opportunity here going forward.
Yeah, you got to see how the roster shakes down because you got Pagan, who's, you know, all of a sudden a little bulky knee. You got Maxwell, you got Blanc. You know, they need outfielders, and Jarrett Parker wasn't the answer. And Williamson's hitting the ball pretty good, but he's coming back from Tommy John surgery. So, good for him. So I'm glad you gave us the background. That's a good story for us to follow tonight. Joe Rizzo with us, the voice of the San Jose Giants. But you've got players down there, my goodness. And again, I always say that when you get to San Jose, the pipeline starts the big leagues. So many come through San Jose. But take us through a couple of them. One is Christian Arroyo, who was hurt for a while. He's come back, and he's on fire.
He's having himself quite a week right now. We're in Stockton right now. He's 9 for 12 in the first three games of this series. He's seeing the ball well right now. Yeah, frustrating for him because he suffered the oblique injury 1 week into the season, and it was a great first week. It looked like he was really going to take off, and those obliques, you know, it could be nagging. So he pretty much had to sit out for about 6 weeks, but came back right around June 1st, and he hasn't skipped a beat. And he's batting in the number two spot here for us in San Jose, a gap-to-gap line drive hitter. I think the home runs kind of happened by accident, but he's hitting them with some regularity now. And for 20 years old, handling himself so well right now in the Cal League. He is very young for this league. He's our youngest player of our 25 right now, and he's batting over 330.
Wow.
And I've actually been impressed with his defense at short. I know there's some scouting reports out there that say long-term he's probably going to have to move off of shortstop. He certainly has the arm for the position. Real soft hands. He's shown some nice range. I'm not saying he's Brandon Crawford over there at shortstop, but I think he's someone that is going to continue to play at that spot going forward, double-A, triple-A. And because he can handle that position, if eventually he needs to move off of there, whether it be third base, second base, somewhere else, I'm sure he'll be able to handle it. But having just a phenomenal all-around season, you never know what you're going to get out of a 20-year-old, 2 years out of high school in the Cal League. A lot of pitchers in this league are 23, 24, 25 years old. They've been around for a while. And he's knocking the ball all over the yard right now.
Beautiful. Very good. I like him. When I saw him in spring training, I looked at shortstop, and I said, who's that out there? He looked like a man. And someone said, that's Arroyo. And I said, wow. And he looks like a man on the field, and that's what I like about him. I like him. I like what
he belongs.
Yeah. Kerry Mella, if I said it correctly, in the Futures game, and talked to Bobby Evans a little bit about him and Jeremy Shelley, a big-time arm. Big-time arm. Tell me about Mella.
Yeah, that's the thing that jumps out with Mella. The 94 to 97 with some run on that fastball. It's a big league pitch right now. It's just all about command, and it's not necessarily walks right now that are giving him problem, just throwing good strikes with the fastball, and that'll be very important for him going forward. And the off-speed pitches. He's got a good changeup. The curveball is coming along, but he's going to need more than the fastball, obviously, to be a successful big league starter. Another very young arm. He's only 21, and the Giants kind of pushed him by sending him up here to San Jose after not a ton of experience at the level below us last season in Augusta. And he has handled himself well. We're using a six-man rotation here, so the guys get an extra day off in between starts. And I'm looking forward to see what he does on the national stage. I know the Futures game, the guys only go out there and maybe face three or four hitters, but everyone's going to get a chance to see that fastball, and it is a legitimate 95, 96, 97 even. And he's the guy that I think comes up all the time in those trade talks and the prospect reports, and is someone the Giants are very, very high on. And I think he'll be here in San Jose all season, and then hopefully maybe can move up to double-A next year, but is very much someone that is worth following here in the future.
Wow. All right. By the way, Michael Broadway was optioned back to Sacramento, so Chris Haft was right about that, and to give Lopez a break and to sort of balance the bullpen off. So we could see that coming, but Broadway certainly acquitted himself well. Another guy I had on the show in spring training, and I really liked this guy, was Ray Black. And I had him on, and we talked about, you know, he's 100 miles an hour and all this. Next thing I knew, he was hurt, and I didn't see him again. He's back pitching for you guys in San Jose. Is the speed still there, and what do you think about Ray Black?
The speed is still there, and how about this, Marty? He's starting now for us in San Jose. It's fastball is a legitimate 100, 101, 102 even. But the Giants are kind of saying now, well, now wait a minute, dial it back a little bit. We're going to use you as a starter, have you pitch every 6 day, try to control that effort level. 97, 98 is still good. If it's a quality strike, we'll take that as opposed to maybe 100, 101 if it's going to result in more injuries. It's an interesting story, yeah, because he was drafted in 2011 and didn't debut until 2014. had the very serious shoulder surgery, and there was some thought that he would never be able to come back. And when he did come back, here he was throwing 100-plus miles an hour. Mm. Last night here in Stockton, he made his second-ever start as a professional, and they're still stretching him out. He was held to about 50 pitches yesterday, but 6 strikeouts and 2 2/3 with 1 hit allowed. It was electric, and it's not just the fastball. He's got a 90-91 mile-per-hour slider. He's got a big over-the-top curveball, and he's even mixing in a changeup. It wasn't fair here last night. Hitters at this level can't handle that kind of mix.
Wow.
And he's a 40-man guy, so, you know, he's in the plans. And when I talked to our farm director, Shane Turner, about it the other day, and he said, you know, Ray Black, he could go up to the big leagues tomorrow and get hitters out. There's no question about that right now. He just has to stay healthy. He hasn't pitched very much in his career. I don't know if this starting thing is going to be the long-term answer, but it's a good way for him to get scheduled innings right now, and maybe this is the way to keep him healthy and see what happens. But it's impressive, and one of those guys that when he's out there on the mound, everyone just kind of sits back and you go, wow, it's 100-plus. With the fastball, and that could be pretty breathtaking, especially here at the minor league level.
It's great. I had him on in spring training. I loved the interview with him, and next thing I know, I said, how you doing? He says, my shoulder hurts. I said, terrific. And that was the end of that. So I'm glad he's back. Hey, Joe, great to have you on. We'll do this more often. And I know you're into your second half of the season now, and what's the team record right now?
Yeah, sitting in fourth place right now in the 5-team division, so the club's still trying to kind of find their way, but you know, the Arroyo injury hurt this team in the first half, so he's back and they're playing better, and the Cal League season is split up into 2 halves, so you basically get a chance to restart here, and we got 1 game left in Stockton and then back home for 7 starting tomorrow, so I think this team's primed to make a nice run here going forward.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll do this again.
You bet. Thanks, Marty.
All right, that is Joe Rizzo, the broadcaster for the San Jose Giants.